Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. And Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult
siblings.
But it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's often about that. Today, it's about that. It's about Valentine's Day.
It's about love.
Hey, if you're hearing this right now and you have a partner of any kind.
A lover.
Or an almost lover. A gal. A pal. Whatever it is.
A dog.
Now is the time, right now. Pause this episode. Make a reservation. Pause this episode.
Order
sign
a bouquet.
Sign up for an escape room. Pause this episode.
Escape? God, don't do an escape room.
With your pals?
Or with your gals? With your pals. Or your gals. Honestly, I wouldn't do an escape room with my gals.
Okay, well, y'all are lame.
We'd still be there.
Yeah, y'all would never get out. Y'all would never get out. I'm not even sure you guys understand what a key is.
I don't even think we'd try to get out.
Yeah, I don't think we'd try.
We'd get in the room and we'd be like, hey, be like, watch this.
You'd get in the room and you'd be like, these letters are all out of order. What word is this?
And we'd be,
and
like,
we'd be like, no, you're supposed to rearrange
where's
them.
Can someone order us a drink?
What word is this? It doesn't make any sense.
Do you guys have truffle fries? We'd say this.
Did you guys know this door is locked? This door is locked.
And then we say this. Do you guys have truffle fries?
You use one of your hints. You push the hint button and someone comes up. Yes, would you like a hint? Yeah, do you guys have truffle fries?
Or like sweet potato fries, like anything to nibble.
Do you guys have martinis? Like dry though, and gin. They're like, make sure you look at the stars to know how to open the door.
They're like,
fuck the stars. Do you have a martini? We've been in here for so long.
We've been in here for days. We're really hungry.
Anyway, this is an episode. My special is coming out February 25th on a brand new YouTube page.
We talk about love. We talk about flowers. We talk about...
Grant killed it. He already did his Valentine's Day and he killed it.
And he killed it. Yeah, I did my annual approval of whether or not my brothers are doing enough for the perfect and beautiful and wonderful, intelligent women in their lives.
Yeah. Perfect, beautiful, wonderful, intelligent. And Grant, do you have anything to add? You never do in the intro, but... Hey, everybody.
Our live studio audience.
What's up? Thanks so much for being here.
Hey!
This is this episode.
Stop. Do you want to know a fun fact about that Mom Said opener? We didn't plan it. We recorded one thing and then we said, that's good.
Dude. And that's the magic of live theater. Hey, everybody. This is, depending on when you're listening to this, there's at a maximum of 1, 2, 3 days until Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
But you might listen to this 2 days before Valentine's Day, or you might be listening to this on Valentine's Day.
This could be love because I'm at the time of my life and I never way before.
Yes, I swear. Wait, were you singing Melody?
No, I was singing Melody.
I had the time of my life and I never felt this way before. It was my fault.
Yes, I swear.
Okay, so to start off today, Allie and I decided to challenge ourselves with something sort of romantic to set the tone for your week and your weekend, which is, Grant, you have something to say?
I have a question about Melody.
Yeah.
Is it always just like a third or a fifth up or down from where you are?
It's all math.
The harmony?
Yeah. Well, I know that, but is it, it's within the key and it's a third or a fifth up or down from where the main person is?
In simple terms, yes. In simple terms, yes. You get into nuanced versions of harmony with dissonance and whatever. But basically, your average harmony, yes, is like a fifth or a third away.
Your average gal is a fifth or a third. There's
either up or down.
And then there's endless things you can do.
Yeah.
But, yes.
So we want to get you guys feeling the mood. And we've decided that today's episode is going to start with me playing Blackbird.
This is what Gabe did on his dates in high school.
Yeah. It's gonna be me playing Blackbird by the Beatles, absolutely getting flagged. Absolutely, this is not a monetizable episode. Doesn't matter. We don't have enough followers on the YouTube anyway.
We're gonna lose all our money.
We're gonna play Blackbird. I'm gonna play it for the first time in years.
You were on a date in high school.
Yes, and Allie doesn't remember the words. Okay. So let's hope this gets you in the mood for your Valentine's Day, and hopefully your Valentine's Day is as good or better than this cover of Blackbird.
That's a bird's wings.
Hey, I kind of okay.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive.
This is not funny because we both remember it.
Wow.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken eyes and learn to see
all the way.
You are only waiting for this moment to be free.
I know that wasn't right, but some of it was.
Was better than I thought it would be, which is actually kind of worse. Do you know what I
mean? Horrible when we're actually talented.
No, not even that, because it wasn't good. Do you know what I mean?
Embarrassing when we're actually talented for once.
No, not even talent. It's like, it's on that line where
it's like exactly how it was in high school.
Yeah, that was sort of a performance that was like the kid at your middle school talent show that you're like, he's pretty good. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was sort of seeking for that moment to either be bad
or really
or
good.
Astonishing.
Or imagine we astonished the audience.
And unfortunately, it was just like under-rehearsed mediocre musicians doing okay.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
Okay,
guys,
what's going to keep happening?
Happy Valentorm's door.
Happy Verlentorn's door. Happy couple of days after the Super Bowl. Congratulations to the team that won. I'm totally stepping off frame because I don't want this.
You know,
well, maybe I'll keep the guitar.
You never know. Now's the time for your annual review where you tell me what your Valentine's plans are for your respective honeys and I tell you if it's good enough or not.
Us, you and me?
You, both of you, because Grant has a honey now too.
Well, Grant did it early and we got to hear a little teaser of how it went and he did really well. Grant did really well because he used the number one...
Grant's kind of romantic.
The number one P word when it comes to...
To love.
The number one P word. Grant went ahead and did the number one P word, which is picnic. That is the number one P word.
He came prepared
for love.
With food. He came prepared with...
Yeah.
Blanket. Romance, I'm assuming. Did you say anything romantic?
He came...
If you don't mind saying on the pod, did you say anything romantic?
He doesn't want to commit. Yeah, he had blanket.
Did you say you look beautiful in your hiking outfit?
Of course.
Aww.
Did you? How did it? Is it was the spot like you? Because we get extra points if did you pack a backpack and have to hike it up, or mm-hmm. did you mm-hmm. drive it up, or what's the flavor there?
I just hid it in my trunk, and uh-huh. then That's she cute. Actually went to open my trunk for the first time ever, and I said, "Don't open the trunk! Don't open the trunk!"
Oh,
I said my other girlfriend
surprise.
Is in there.
That's
nice.
Funny.
Yeah. Classic.
Classic joke about classic infidelity and murder.
Good. Yeah. Love. Cheers to infidel.
Cheers.
Cheers.
My cheers is crazy. And then we did a hike that was actually sad for me because I had seen it prior to the LA fires and I saw it post LA fires and it was
crested and busted.
Really sad, actually.
Yeah.
It's still a beautiful, beautiful hike with beautiful views. And honestly, the views are better now because and there's less trees in the way.
No. Great. You say, honestly, the views are better now because I have this beautiful gear.
Period.
Period with reverb. Period. That's sick.
enhance the romance.
Go ahead. Finish what you were saying.
And at the end of the hike, I said, go sit in the field and face away from me and close your eyes. And then I said, would you be mad if...
And he took his pants off.
And I drove away.
Yeah. Took his pants off and drove away.
And I said, would you be mad if there are spiders? Just fucking with her.
Wow. You got to keep her on her toes.
I know. And then I set up a little picnic.
Cute. Aww. Yeah, the fires are not to to drill down on the fires part, but I just had my first experience. I did a show last week and met a guy for the first time backstage in the green room kind of a thing. And I was like, hey, you know, what part of town you coming from? That kind of just small talk. And he's like, oh, Altadena. And I was like, oh, man, were you saved from the fires and everything last year?
No.
No, literally. What happened to your mic? He was like, oh, Allie's mic stopped working. That's going to be devastating.
I accidentally muted Allie.
Hell yeah. So, no, literally.
He was like, obviously my house burned down.
No, that's what I was like. Normally you're like, were you okay from the fires? And almost all the time people are like, yeah, we were okay. Some neighbors, you know, it was pretty scary. The community still, whatever. But this was the first time that I was trying to do small talk.
No, bitch.
And stepped in it. I was like, did you?
Well, yeah, were you safe from the fires?
He literally said, no.
Your small talk was, did your house burn down or not?
I know, dude. I know.
That's really, really
Hey, nice to meet
shoddy
you.
Shoddy small talk.
How do you know Mitch? Oh, Mitch and I met. Awesome. Cool. House burn down last year?
And then he says yes. And you're like, damn, too deep.
Oh, bummer. Yeah.
Are your parents alive or?
Yeah. Why can't you just keep the beach volleyball of this conversation up in the air when I set him
don't
up with?
Don't say your house burned down if I asked you.
Did your house burn down? And he smacked the conversation into the floor.
No, in that's defense, obviously on you.
In his defense, that was definitely on me.
Okay, so.
So Valentine's Day, Grant
quick question.
Grant
quick,
killed it.
Quick question. And I don't know, does Hannah listen to this?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Regularly,
I was gonna ask if you're like also gonna get like on the day of Valentine's Day, are you gonna like give her a rose?
No, because she's busy.
She's busy. I gave her a flower, one enhanced rose from Ralph's yesterday.
Enhanced? Wow. What do we mean enhanced?
Take your guess at what an enhanced rose is.
That rose took the pills from the gas station and got bigger.
I was gonna say it's like laced longer. With arson.
Yeah.
It had like little gold sparkles.
It took on
a
little.
Oh my god!
It took a little blue chew, and it lasted longer.
Perfect segue to our sponsor,
Blue Chew.
Wow. Okay. Amazing.
Okay, but wait.
Glad.
I am now having a question of: is even though she's busy on the day, is this a potential trap?
Yes.
Welcome back to. Hey, is this a trap? Where
it's
boys
not a
try
trap.
To figure out.
No, no, no. It's,
no. I know she's not setting up a trap, but is the situation itself potential for trap?
Yeah.
Because boys don't always know when it's a trap.
I honestly think you should try and plan one small thing for the actual day. She might not be expecting it, but it would go a long way. An extra little surprise to let her know she's the best thing in your life.
Unless you're trying to play it cool. Did you ever think about just
Please,
playing it fucking
God,
cool,
God, do not play it cool.
Just play it cool, bro.
Do everything you can to not play it cool.
Just play it cool, bro. And what's she gonna do for you, bro? And what's she, Valentine's Day, what's she doing for you,
Well,
brother?
Actually, I'll tell you what she's doing for him.
Oh, okay, go ahead, then.
I saw a photo of her eating the picnic. She looked adorable.
Eating True. The picnic?
Eating the picnic that he got for her?
I know, but the way that sounded, I
Okay, let me
like,
read, let me read, let me
I saw a photo of her eating the picnic.
I saw a photo of her on the hike and at the picnic that Graham planned for her, and she looked adorable. You're welcome.
And that's the whole game?
Well, yeah, because he could have.
Boys be out here. We have to look adorable. We have to set up the picnic.
Think about it this way.
We have to drive there.
Think about it this way. Without her, he would have been some loser on a picnic by himself.
Also, by the way, as I was doing this growly voiced Hulk Hogan bro
you
character,
hurt your throat.
First of all, absolutely shattered my vocal cords. Second of all, watched Grant take in the bit and set his microphone down as he watched me doing it.
He's like,
I
don't co-sign this.
I will not be contributing to this.
Okay, sorry. I do think you should do something small on the day.
I'm split on that, but don't listen to me.
No, don't listen to him because he has had a horrendous track record of Valentine's
Day. I have a bad track record of Valentine's Day. Okay.
What's your plan this week?
Good plan.
Wait, can
tell me the plan because Lauren's not going to listen.
No, I know. Working on it. Go.
Okay, good plan. Like you haven't come up with it.
No, I have it. I have the tent pole.
Can
I have
we
the
do
tent pole.
The newest Valentine's hit called It's Always a Trap?
Yeah. What about Guitar Day? It just means that you're
that I'm solely the one singing.
You're leading it. And I'm sorry. How do we want it to be? Oh, out of tune.
It's okay. So will I be.
Daddy's little girl, she's his whole entire world. He takes her on a date and he twirls her around. He gives her everything, a roof over her head and the food that she likes, and she gets used to that in her life. And then she turns 18 and she grows up and dates one of you losers. And you ain't give her none of that. And she said, don't grow up, it's a trap. They never give you the food you like. Don't grow up, it's a trap. I miss the way she went to the supermarket and she had to cook her own dinner because he thought that he already did enough last weekend. And she thought, don't grow up, it's a trap.
You know, like one of those country songs where they have like an emotional.
I knew. Out of tune guitar.
I just think, okay, so I want to just defend, I just want to do something unprecedented and defend women really quickly, which is that.
Unprecedented on this podcast.
In your, and this has happened in your, if I may say, this has happened in your marriage, Gabe, and this happens often in relationships where it's not that Hannah's sitting around thinking, oh, I hope he does more stuff for me. It's that sometimes you get surprised by on the day being like, wait, I wish this was different.
Yeah, but also every person is different.
Totally.
And but sometimes I'm just saying, there's also a respect to, here's the plan we decided. I told you I want this. And now she, if she's got shit going on that day, and then you doing like a different thing where she's got to like now do the like, oh, thanks.
Well, if she's got shit going on that day and you send her flowers, it's not going to throw her day off.
No, totally.
It's not going to ruin
her day.
She's
already got an enhanced flower.
Right, totally.
She's already got a rock
I'm
hard
just saying,
flower,
I'm
brother.
Just saying, as you're learning someone in a partnership, erring on the side of being lovey is good.
Mm, totally.
Now, tell me about your tent poles.
Here's my tent poles. We have, well, here's also, unfortunately, I've made plans, but then today, here's why it gets a little tricky. Today, she woke up and hit me with, I'm about to start my PCOS diet again, starting tomorrow. And I went, oh, great, cool. The reservations I got are absolutely useless.
What are the reservations?
There's a walkable pizza place near us that's cute, upscale. It's a pizzana. It's walkable. We
it's
can
a
take.
Pizzan.
And I got a 5:30 reservation so I can take both my girls out for pizza on
That's
Valentine's
cute.
Day.
That's
I
cute.
Called
That's
ahead,
cute.
Made sure there's a high chair,
That's very
the whole
cute.
Thing. And we're going to do, I'm going to take them to, what was the name of the one? We just went and watched the sunset for the first time at Will Rogers. No, Will Rogers? Yeah. That's the one that's like just west of Brentwood, right? Yeah.
By the way, your belly's out.
Sick. We just went, so. We're gonna go.
I just
to,
thought you would watch it back and be like, "Why didn't either of you
yeah,
tell me my
you.
Belly was?"
No,
out?
Thank you. So we're gonna go to the beach for a quick afternoon hang with the girls right after nap time, and then the beach is gonna turn into pizza, and then pizza is gonna turn into walking home,
Ooh.
And then we're gonna put her to bed,
and then
we're gonna do nothing.
Do you guys do gifts? You'll get flowers.
Not really. I'll do flowers, but not really.
Okay.
We don't really do that.
Approved.
But I'll do either the. Have you seen that Trader Joe's is now doing mini bouquets?
Adorable.
And they're actually cute. Some of them are like not cute.
I'll tell you this, gentlemen. Anything with the, and actually some folks may disagree with me in the comments, and I'm comfortable with that. In my opinion, any bouquet with the sunflower in it is ruined by the sunflower.
Wow. It's just sort of the...
Hello!
I was just going to say it's the musical theater girl of the bouquet.
And I'm like, shut up.
And you're like, hey, we're in the library. We're in the library. No one needs you.
And everything around it is sort of like...
Yeah. All the other flowers are like... Every single other... Like the little baby's breath. Maybe we've even got some like, what's the thistle? There's some thistle in there. And then here comes the sunflower.
And all that jazz.
No, literally, that's what a bouquet is with
a
sunflower.
Like, I'm like, get that thing out of there.
Yeah.
It's a damn weed.
Yeah. It's a damn weed.
and I'll say this.
Can't even suck them seeds afterwards. You got to roast them yourself.
You can't even suck them seeds.
You just gave her a task. Now, you went ahead and handed her seeds that she got to go roast them
that
herself.
She can't even
salt
suck
them. She can't even suck them seeds. Those seeds, they ain't going to suck themselves, but she can't suck them. You know what I'm saying? She's going to have to roast him. Roast him, suck him, season him, cover him.
She's going to have to season him.
She's going to have to season him.
Before she suck him.
She's going to have to. Anyway.
Okay. I will say, and a bouquet, last thing I'll say, a bouquet, say you already got a bouquet with a sunflower in it and you're kicking yourself right now. No worries. Pop that sucker out. Bouquet's still good.
Yeah. Unless it's a bouquet of sunflowers.
And then it's
then
cute.
Yeah. That's you basically going to a choir concert.
Well, then
that's you choosing that vibe the whole way through.
Then it's Van Gogh.
What?
Then it's Van Gogh.
Van Gogh?
Then it's Van Gogh.
Yeah, Van Gogh. Grant has something to say.
You guys want to hear my new vocal stim?
Yes.
Yeah. You've already heard it.
And then we have to do some haikus or something. We got to bring some structure here.
I actually didn't even say what I wanted to say yet, but it has to do with flowers, so let's keep going.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. That's a good one.
My southern friend that said she was going to Japan. I think I did. My southern friend that said she was going to Japan to go skiing, and she's going to be up on that mountain like, Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Konnichiwa. That's really good.
I love her.
Those seeds aren't going to suck themselves.
What I wanted to say, just because for those of you that have been following, it's really important.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Wow. Hey, just for the record, if any of you are like getting into musical theater or dealing with musicians, one of the things you shouldn't do is look at a pianist and go and just wave your hand at them like they are some sort of errand boy.
I really like that in some of our videos that go viral, people call you the pianist.
My magic orchid on my kitchen windowsill has chosen now to bloom one single magic flower. It's so beautiful, it's speckled with purple dots, and it sparkles in the sun.
Yeah, that's right. The biannual occurrence where this nasty little orchid that I've kept for many years.
Hey, you're kind of yelling. Just in my ears is where the sound goes. And so just like letting you know that the volume you're at is in my ears as well.
Okay, let me take that again.
And people are right here. Do you know what I'm saying?
In my ears is where the sound goes. In my ears is where the sound goes.
To be fair, the sound's going to my ears too, and it sounds awesome when I do it.
And that's something that should be looked into. Please finish your story.
All I was going to say was, that's right.
You had more? Grant had more?
I was feeling moved.
Oh, shit.
Because in my ears is where the sound goes.
In my ears is where the sound goes.
Why don't you guys
goes.
Sing a song about that, and I'll just be quiet.
I tried to move on, but Grant was inspired. Don't tune out into your phone. Please stay focused and contribute to the podcast.
In my ears is where the sound goes. In my ears is where the noise flows.
Ooh.
In my ears is where the sound goes.
Continue with your flower.
Okay, so like every 6 months, this flower will blossom one single, this orchid will blossom one single flower. Sometimes a couple blossoms come, but right now it's one flower and it's sparkling in the sun. And every time I get a flower from my magic orchid, something magic comes.
Yeah. Can you give us examples of that? Or are you just going to
one time I got
ride?
A job?
A bloom, a job.
A bloom, a job. This bloom, I'm going to Paris. This bloom, I'm going to Paris.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Can you believe that? I've never been.
I wish I could play something Parisian.
Oui, 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 oui. Imagine me with my magic orchid in tow. Smoking a cigarette by the river. I will eat a baguette. I will drink some red wine. Yed. Go to the Louvre.
Widowy. I will widowy, princess. Go see the Eiffel Tower. Widowy. Smoke a cigarette, my princess. Widowy. Stupid. Stupid.
I will do something else French. Escargot?
Yo, you know what? I read the other day that Paris is trying to make it like a non-smoking city because I guess
what
most Parisians
that's where I was going to pick up a smoking habit.
Totally get it. Most Parisians are non-smokers and it's a lot of like the
oh, people like me going to pick up a smoking habit there?
It's tourists who are going and just ripping ciggies because it feels French. It
so
feels
French.
Romantic. But all the Parisians are like, nobody smokes cigarettes anymore. Stop doing that when you come here.
What if I pick up a vaping habit in Paris to, out of respect for the Parisians?
Out of respect. Yeah, out of respect.
I start vaping in Paris.
For what's the... out of respect for Macron, the Prime Minister of France. You're like, thanks, bro.
Should I practice my French before I go?
Did you see the... your French accent or the actual language, bro?
Well, I don't speak French, so this is all I can do.
Well, then don't do that. Could you imagine? Could you imagine like someone
I get to a restaurant and I'm with an American and we're talking and I'm like, hold on, let me order something. And then I'm like, one glass of red wine, please.
Glass of red wine, please. That's basically
and some steak frites, please.
That's basically someone coming here from another country and speaking Korean in an American accent at you. They're doing like...
No, that's exactly what it is.
That's exactly what it is. But that'd be so insane for someone to speak Spanish like a cowboy at you. That's basically what
I would
doing.
Love it because I think I would be able to detect what's going on and I would be like, hell yeah, brother. Wish I could help.
Hell yeah, brother. Hell yeah, brother. Wish I spoke Swahili like you do, yeah. But I get what you're doing.
Hell yeah,
thanks
brother.
Thanks for trying to meet me
and
halfway.
You honestly, I deserve this.
Bro. Get ready for they're mad at
Please,
you.
Please, can I have one cappuccino?
They're mad at you for speaking English. They're mad at you for trying to speak French.
Yeah.
They're mad at you for being there, even though their whole business, their whole store.
I'm kind of scared of that.
Their whole store is that they are, you get used to it. Their whole store is that they are
selling
making
to
all
tourists.
Their money off tourists. And then they're mad that you don't speak French.
Can I say though?
Are you on the... Well, first of all...
Wait, that's did you just... awesome way to interrupt.
I was just going to say, he basically just... he basically just like baby's breath. Yeah, he just breathed hard.
Sorry, what did you need, Greg?
Wow, gee.
We need to do one of the segments.
Oh, haiku. Write a haiku about my magic orchid, please.
Yeah, okay. When it blooms, good stuff. When it doesn't bloom, hold tight.
Ooh.
More good stuff coming.
Wait, I actually loved that. I actually loved that.
We were bound to hit a good one once.
I actually loved that. I
when it blooms, good stuff. When it doesn't bloom,
hold tight.
Hold tight.
More. I thought you were going to say more good stuff will come.
More good stuff
but
coming.
But you said more good stuff coming.
More good stuff Yike. Coming. These seeds ain't going to suck themselves.
Yike, bro.
These seeds ain't going to...
Yike.
They ain't gonna suck themselves.
These seeds ain't gonna suck
well,
themselves.
Well, I ain't roasting him. I ain't gonna roast him. I ain't gonna roast him. I ain't gonna suck him without him being roasted, and I ain't gonna roast him. So then how's it getting sucked? Suck it?
What a stupid bit.
Hey, this show is that.
Totally. And can I say, can I write a haiku about your thing?
I didn't have a thing.
Bad at Valentine. Will he succeed this year? The world may never know.
Damn. Bad at Valentine. Will he succeed this year? The world may never know.
Exactly.
After over a year of doing this podcast, I finally have a laptop as the producer.
Yes. Did you look something up?
Is there anything you'd like me to look up?
Yeah. Can you look up...
Can you look up how to order steak frites in French, please?
Yeah, what is the...
I need to prepare.
No, it's actually... It's fine. It's like most of the people when you walk in are like happier there because they all sort of speak English and they know that you're about to drop coin on some stupid shirt that says I Heart Paris or whatever, so they're
Wait,
happy.
Wait, I want a shirt but that says I Heart Paris.
But then you walk in to a store every once in a while and you're like, bonjour, and they're like, bonjour. Hello.
Okay, would you like to hear my impression or my attempt?
I'm really nervous. Yeah. We can't offend the French people. That's such a huge chunk of our listeners.
Je voudrais un steak frites si la vous plaît.
I'm pretty sure the end of that was s'il vous plaît, but Grant said si la vous plaît. Si la vous plaît. Si la vous plaît. Si la vous plaît.
Write a song called "Si la vous plaît," please.
Hey, can I get some? Hey, can I get an omelet du fromage si la vous plaît? Si la vous plaît is unbelievable. Si la vous plaît is oh my god.
Si la vous plaît.
When you're in a different country, it's best to learn how to say thank you. When you're in a different country, it's best to learn that. So when I go to Spain, I say gracias. When I go to Japan, I say konnichiwa. And when I go to France, I say si la vous plaît. Si la vous plaît. Because I'm a real polite American guy. I say si la vous plaît. Anyway, that's si la vous plaît. How are we all doing?
So southern today. And French.
I know. Is everyone... Hey, I do hope that you have either a Valentine's Day coming your way or a Galentine's Day coming your way or, as discussed a couple weeks ago, a Palentine's Day coming your way. Regardless, do something this weekend where you are manufacturing, and I mean this in a good way,
yeah.
Manufacturing... romance. Manufacturing. Can I
say something to the girls even?
I thought I was talking to all.
Well, I want to talk to the girls.
Can I talk to the girls?
No. Some of the girls were leaving comments about singleness on our last thing.
Why can't I talk to the girls too?
Well, because you don't know, you don't have my experience.
Keep talking to the girls.
I have
some stuff to pull up for us.
Some of the girls were leaving comments about singleness and being like, it's kind of hard. Can I tell you, I've been single for a very long time. Years. Many years. Six or seven. Or I don't know. I lost count. Doesn't matter. Point is, I've had many single Valentine's days, and it's actually my favorite day ever, because if you're ever feeling kind of lonely and weird, the best way to combat that is to get other people gifts and make other people feel special. And then it'll be like the best day of your life.
Totally.
If you spend time trying to make people in your life feel special.
And that goes for the boys too.
The girls, by the way, the boys can be in the girls.
Yeah, but the then girls is why a state can't of I mind. Talk to the girls?
Well, because
if the boys are in there.
Well, because I'm in charge of talking to the girls. Even if the boys are there.
Even if the boys are in there, I can't talk to the girls when the boys are
fine,
in there?
Fine, talk to the girls. What do you want to say?
Hey, hi, girls.
Oh, my God.
Hi, girls. Hey.
He sucks. I'm sorry. Just get your friends flowers.
Are you doing anything for...
And you if asking you're doing them out
for Valentine's Day, that's like so cool for you. And but if you don't have any plans, totally let me know. And I would love and the boys that are in the girls too, like you guys, let me know too, and I'll be there if you need if you're doing something cool. Did I fumble the bag?
You fucked up.
Okay. Hey, I have an update. We've never had this before, but last week, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago now, I'm fuzzy on the dates. We had, do you remember our friend sent in a voice memo, our friend Sherry,
and about we were the like, pickles?
No, I wish I had an update from pickles. Our friend Sherry a week ago or 2 weeks ago sent in one, and they were like, how come my voice doesn't sound as good as the other listeners who send in voice memos? And we were like, Sherry, you've got a great voice.
Oh, I said, Sherry, you're baiting us.
She's baiting us. And we kind of clocked Sherry.
Yeah.
This is the first time anyone's ever sent a follow-up.
By the way, speaking of baiting.
Because we clocked them.
By the way, speaking of baiting, I saw a man at the park the other day that had this like super MAGA t-shirt on being like, make America great again. And he had these super tight sweatpants on and this tight little ass. And he was walking around the park like all this.
Really?
And I was like, I know what you're doing.
Yeah, we know what you're up to. We know what you're up to, sir.
Speaking of baiting.
Okay, here we go. This is an update. We've never gotten an update. And hey, feel free to send an update if you want. I'm trying to get through all the voice memos and make sure I've got them all lined up. And so I may not get to it. But if I do, and it feels like it makes sense. Anyway, so we clocked Sherry last week or the week before. And Sherry.
It was a while ago, I feel like. Sorry, Sherry.
Sherry wanted to send this.
Hey guys, Sherry here again, but I'm sick this time, so my voice does sound like all your other listeners. Here's the thing.
She's baiting us again.
I just watched the episode. You played my voice. My voice was beautiful.
Yeah.
Over the microphone. So yes, I knew what I was doing, but also my voice sounded way more beautiful than I realized it would.
Yes.
So thank you for fixing my problem and just telling me that I don't need to change. But now that I'm sick, I do have that voice that I was seeking. So somehow the universe all aligned and you fixed my problem and gave me this raspy,
Sherry, you're beautiful relentless.
Voice. Yeah. Stunning. The last point I will make is that I'm totally an adoit, even more so than ever, because you totally called me out. You knew that I knew what I was doing. I'm a music teacher. I used to do theater. I just find you guys so entertaining, and I'm just so on the same wavelength of all of your humor, and you're just such a joy to watch. So thank you so much really for nice. Doing what you do. Keep doing it. I'm going to keep watching, and... that's all for now. Thanks for the Minnesota shout out.
Sherry, you said a lot of nice things there, but I'm on to you, girl.
No, I know. When she was
she
like,
said, I she sound was like, even better.
And you guys clocked me, and I'm a music teacher and a theater kid. I said, girl,
we know.
We know. We saw that. We could smell it.
We you can think smell we don't
it.
Know?
We can smell it through the airwaves.
You think we don't know? Wait. I'm about to do something really Gen Z.
Okay.
You think we don't know ball?
You think we don't know ball? We know
you
ball.
You think we don't know ball, Sherry? Sherry, you're right that your voice sounds even better. And also, you even recording that voice note is like, stop flirting with all of us.
Yeah.
Hey. That's enough.
Each and every week, but you send stop. Us in a problem that you're having, and we try to solve that problem. Holy cow. We try to solve that problem.
We try to solve that. Wait, real quick.
Each and every week.
I just saw TikTok the other day about Beyonce's song, One Plus One.
Uh-huh.
And It was Kelly Rowland pointing out that she says algebra and not algebra. She goes, I don't know much about algebra, but I know. No. If you listen to it, she says, I don't know much about algebra, but
okay,
I know.
But here's the thing. By saying it like that, she's proving herself right.
Well, and that's what the comments were like. Well, she said she didn't know much.
She said she didn't know but much also, about algebra.
I'm like, by saying it like that, you just changed the word. Now we all must say algebra.
We all got to say algebra. And also, I'm wondering if there's
help
some,
with the rhyme.
That's what I was. Yeah. Well, help with the rhyme. And
no,
also,
no, it doesn't.
Does it help with the riff?
I don't know much about algebra, but I know 1 + 1 = 2. It's not even algebra.
Yeah. No, I understand, but I'm saying, is there something about the placement of it? This is too annoying and no one cares about this. But
okay, let's do the other
bruh
thing.
Bruh versus buh.
Well, bruh would be impossible to sing, honestly.
Bruh. Bruh. Buh. It makes it easier to get a little riffy
down.
Yeah,
we need to play it after this because I was like, oh my God, she is.
After this, when the episode is done. So
yeah, like,
we don't
when we get off the phone with
our
friends.
Yeah. Each and every week, you guys send us in a problem you're having through our voice memo, which is available at the link in our bio for our little voice memo portal. And you tell us a problem you're having, and we try to solve it through the power of beautiful music, or at the very least,
music.
Bro.
Sorry, I tuned out.
I know.
A little.
And no one tunes out more. Al is tune out and then in at 150%. Tuned out, in at 150%.
Yo, people be diagnosing me with
really,
ADHD. Online.
Bro. So I'm not going to, hey, look, and I'm not going to be the one to say it. Certainly not on camera. It's, your, I do think your average is 100%. Do you know what I'm saying? Like you're 100% in, but it's like 150 to 50.
It might even be
like 200 to zero.
Net, I gave 100. When all is said and done, I gave 100.
I know, but that's what's, but it's a trickier 100 than like you're hitting us with 100 the whole way through. Okay, through beautiful music. This one comes in from our new friend Bree. Or Bree? It's B-R-E.
Bree.
Hi, Gibbs-Sibs.
Hey, girl.
My problem is that my upstairs neighbor seems to be practicing for a tap dancing competition in 6-inch heels. And
he
practices in the wee hours of the night, and I cannot get any sleep. My roommate can't sleep. My neighbors on both sides of me cannot sleep. Just wondering how's the nicest way to confront this issue, considering I have been known to overcommit to a confrontation. Thanks.
Love you. I Bree, love
to
you.
To say overcommit to a confrontation and then say thanks tells
we
us
know you.
We know you. We know that
we
you
know
do overcommit
you.
To a confrontation.
I'm friends with a ton of bitches like you. And I'm scared.
And you mean bitches in the lowercase non-derogatory.
Bitches with love.
Totally. So how do we confront someone who's doing a tap performance?
Well, you know what they say.
I do. Can we start at the same time? On this, hold on, this pitch. One, two, three. If you can't beat them, join them. If you can't beat them, join them. That's the only way to get them to stop is to embarrass them or take them to nationals. If you can't beat them, join them.
And if you can't beat them at their own game. You better start training, because they've been training for a while now.
Yeah, they're ahead of you. If they have been practicing every night in 6-inch heels, then you gotta either start practicing alongside them and take them to the top, or you gotta get 7-inch heels and practice harder. So then when they hear you, they're intimidated so much that they stop.
Cause if you can't beat them,
beat them,
join them.
Join them.
If you can't beat them,
that's kind of the only way. And I do think that, like, if you have the energy of, I knew you wanted to riff more, and I wasn't sure I could handle it.
I was trying to come up with a way for you to tap dance on your ceiling. So your feet are tap dancing on the same surface.
Magnets, bro. Magnets, bro.
Oh my God, magnets.
Magnets, bro. Magnets, bro.
You're gonna have to tap dance upside down.
With magnets, bro. Magnets, bro.
You're gonna have to tap dance with all the blood rushing to your head. But that will make nationals all the more easy because you'll be right side up.
If you can't beat 'em, dance like a bat. Upside down like a bat, like a bat.
If you can't beat 'em,
dance like a bat. Upside down like a bat, like a bat.
Anyway, Bree, I think that's the best way. I really do love a person who says I overcommit to a confrontation because I don't have that in me, and I am seeking more of that. I know Grant this year was looking to sort of, what did you say? You find some bitch asses and make sure that, like, you wanted to be doing some more screaming this year.
You wanted to be fighting people.
To see if it was good for your spirit.
You wanted to be clocking bitches.
I want to get mad more.
Yeah.
I want to...
We could talk to Bree.
I don't have,
Lauren was talking about, ooh, I gotta be here. Careful how I phrase this.
Ooh.
Lauren, a friend of mine who I'm married to and live with, who I won't name, was talking about another person in a part of their life who, you know how there are these
vague
people,
enough, because I don't even know who you're talking about.
Yep. You know how there are these people that like are in positions where they have it so good at their work or in their whatever setting they're in that they don't really have to like work that hard, but they're unfireable. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Lauren and I realized that so those people usually kind of phone it in and they're not really present. I actually don't have that in me.
No.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, even if I was unfireable and I was making all the money
I'm
in the world.
I'm still doing extra credit.
I can't not. But this is what I'm getting to with our friend Bree is I don't have, like, heavy confrontation in me unless I think I'm being, and this is where you get into dangerous, unless I think I'm being helpful. If I think I'm like,
yeah,
hey, I see.
No, that is very
in
you.
In my opinion, I see that you're headed towards something that is not going to, that is going to be harmful to you or others or whatever, whether it be like.
Or like if your wife is threatened or your friends are threatened, then you'll be confrontational because you're being like helping them.
Yeah. I can't, it's not in it for me. It's just, it's like, it's become more as I become a dad. And, but I just don't have it in me. Although have I told the La Colombe story of the guy? I have on here where there was a man who came in who was in like a sailor suit when I was a barista a couple years ago.
Oh yeah.
And he was like, he ended up, we didn't realize that he was a little unwell, and then he got a coffee and he left, but he stood outside the window and he was like kind of staring at these two ladies who were having like coffee together.
Imagine being a woman in this world.
Would never. Thank God.
Wouldn't recommend.
Wouldn't ever want to be that. And this man was just like staring at them. And I, because it was a helpful thing, I walked out onto the sidewalk and looked at this man. And I've already told the punchline of this story, but I walked out onto the sidewalk and looked at this man and said, "Hey, scooch."
Scooch.
I literally walked
scooch,
out and said,
brother.
Scooch.
Scooch, brother.
That's how confrontational I am is when I, like, most guys would be like, "Hey, get the fuck out of here." I'm like, "Hey, scooch.
Scooch."
Hey,
you
scooch.
You said, scram.
Hey, scram. Hey, you there, big man. Get out of here before, why I oughta.
We're both shit at that because you know that one time that I punched that guy in the neck?
Yeah.
And I turned around and what I said was not badass at all.
No, you said, Allie like shoved a guy out of the way with her fists and
I punched him.
He punched, okay. So
off his skateboard.
Punched a guy off his skateboard because he was like being obnoxious and everyone, you know, whatever. Everyone was on the sidewalk. He was being obnoxious and punched him off. And then Allie turned around and said, "Honestly.
Honestly.
Honestly.
Scooch.
So brutal." Anyway.
Scooch.
But that's one of the things I really love about you. I do think that you're a pretty exceptional person, and I'm so thankful that I get to be like a sibling of yours. And unrelated to that, I'd love to, if you have the time, if you don't mind, I'd love to have you rank the brothers.
Gonna rank 'em 1 and 2, gonna rank 'em. Everyone will watch.
brothers this week. Number one brother is Gabe.
Wait. I hate when that's Gabe's me. The number one brother because I can see it on Grant's face, the disappointment. And I'm sorry, Grant.
Because you're looking at Grant.
You know you're the number one.
You can't
one
during
overall.
An episode see my face at all. So you're gonna what?
Well, we'll see.
Okay. okay. Well, why did we'll I win this week? See. Tell me why I won.
You won this week because you made this studio look so gorgeous.
Thank you. I've been trying to work.
And you worked so hard on it.
I'm in here like 4 days a week.
And
right
you
now.
Worked so hard on our YouTube page. And you worked so hard on our new little logo. And you worked so hard on this podcast. And so for that, you're number one. And for the Adoits, you would be number one for that too because they love the podcast and what they don't know won't hurt them. I mean, what they don't know is that you work so hard. Thank you. Now it's time for my favorite part of the podcast, Grant's Journal.
Sterling Silver. Grant's journal.
Okay, my journal this week is I just asked ChatGPT who's the number one brother on the Mom Said podcast. And it said, on the Mom Said podcast, hosted by siblings Gabe Gibbs, his sister Allie, and their younger brother Grant, there isn't an official or widely reported title of number one brother that's publicly documented as a fixed ranking. However, the hosts do have a recurring segment where Allie ranks her brothers on the show. And at least one episode, she jokes that Gabe doesn't even come close to winning that ranking. So if
at least one episode.
Hell yeah.
Bro. So if you're referring to who comes out on top in that segment, it seems Allie's rankings fluctuate episode by episode rather than naming a permanent number one brother.
Wow. ChatGPT knows us?
No, ChatGPT knows enough to say nothing. ChatGPT is like, sounds like you want to hear about... That's great, Grant. Sounds like you want to know
about the Mom Said podcast and whether or not there's a ranking of the brothers. Would you like me to organize this in a CSV file or spit it out back to you as text?
And you're like, just please tell me who is the number one brother based on the rankings. Totally. Sounds like you want to know who the number one brother is based on the rankings.
Wait, this is so cute.
ChatGPT does...
Why am I flattered that ChatGPT knows who we
hey,
are?
Hey. I said, who do you think is number one? And it said, if I had to give a fun, totally unofficial answer based on the vibe of the show, I'd say Grant is probably the number one brother.
What the fuck?
He usually comes across as the more grounded or practical one.
What the fuck?
Easy to root for, often the one reacting to the chaos rather than causing it.
What the fuck?
Gabe tends to play more of the wild card or instigator role, which is great for entertainment, but the number one brother title usually goes to the one who seems the most dependable or likable overall.
What?
Of course, the real answer is probably number one in chaos, Gabe, number one in reason, Grant. But that's just a fun take. Depends on the episode and who you ask. First of all, that's fucking crazy that
that's
it says
crazy.
That.
That's
because
actually...
that's actually so accurate. Which is fucking crazy.
Wait, also, can I say, I know this is kind of diverting the attention away from that very insane answer from ChatGPT, but Grant has interrupted us twice now on the podcast, and the first time he said this,
and the second time he said,
hey,
he like barked like a dog. Okay.
ChatGPT said he was the number one brother, and he said,
okay, but... I know AI
okay,
is amazing,
I'm kind of
but
devastating.
How the fuck?
That was crazy.
That's
I'm kind
crazy
of devastated.
That it's like analyzing, I guess it's analyzing our episodes?
I don't know.
It's analyzing
Well, it's not
our
analyzing
vibes.
It in a way that I want.
It's analyzing our vibes, and
that's
it said
crazy.
You're a chaos agent, and I don't want to know what it
should
thinks
I
about me.
Should I ask
no.
what it thinks about
Tell
Allie?
Us what's in your journal.
Wait, ask what it thinks about me.
Yeah, we'll end the
we
episode.
We can after, we can, or maybe at the end. Okay. I said, should we go to Japan, or is it played out?
Oh, this is a good question.
Now,
it's
I know what
cusp.
You're asking, but I will say
I think it's
really hard for a country to be played out. It's
Disagree.
A whole place.
Disagree.
But as a tourist, like from a tourist perspective.
Disagree. It's totally possible for a country to be played out.
Well, it's sort of happening.
Yeah.
In ours.
As we speak. All around us.
Allie, you're going to love what GPT said.
Wait, what did it say?
I'm already, hold on.
I'm in love with ChatGPT.
Is there other stuff in your journal before we get to
no.
this? Okay. What do you think? Is it played out?
I think it's still really an amazing place.
I think it's no, of course it's an amazing place, but I'm just talking from the perspective of like
what's
internet
the
popularity.
Yeah.
I think it's past its peak a little bit.
They've started a lot of these countries have started to like do like tourism tax in a
they're
lot.
They're like taxing
in a bigger
bitches.
Way.
As they should.
Yeah, because it's like people are coming in
and being annoying.
I said, what do you think about Allie?
What do you think about Allie?
Yeah.
Love.
And wow. And GPT said, from the way she comes across on the podcast, Allie feels like the anchor of the show. She usually plays a few key roles. This is crazy. The referee between the brothers when they start arguing or getting ridiculous.
Not true, but okay.
The voice of reason or reality check.
Oh my God, what?
The one who keeps the conversation moving and interesting, and honestly, the one with some of the sharpest one-liners. Her dynamic with both brothers is what makes the show work. She's not just reacting. She's often steering the energy, calling them out, or setting up bits that become the funniest part of the episode. If we're giving out unofficial titles, Gabe, chaos energy. Grant, steady, relatable energy. Allie, ringleader, quality control. She's kind of the glue that makes the sibling dynamic entertaining instead of just two brothers going off the rails.
I can't believe that's just what we heard. We can't give that to her, or the whole show is a mess, because you know she already thinks about herself this way, and she thinks that she's the one who is the reason that anything gets done. She is the reason that anything is fun. She is the reason. Please don't.
ChatGPT is the smartest entity in the world, so it makes sense.
Okay, here, let me also add into the mix that I've seen a lot of videos of a guy pushing against ChatGPT and ChatGPT thinking that there's only one R in strawberry. So let's hold this lightly, because if you say, ChatGPT, how many R's are there in strawberry? It'll say two. And then if you say, are you sure? He goes, yeah, you're totally right. There's only one R in strawberry. And Allie's the best one on the podcast. And there's only one R in strawberry. Allie's the best, and there's only one R in strawberry. Sing it with me, everybody.
Allie's the best,
and there's only one R in strawberry.
Allie's the best, Allie's the best.
Allie's the best, and there's only one R in strawberry. Thank you for listening to this episode. It's another episode of the craziest show on the internet. And as AI takes over all our lives and all our jobs and makes things make more sense.
Yo, as AI takes over all our lives and all our jobs, I'm glad it's on my side. I'm glad it's on my side.
We are.
Hey, ChatGPT.
And as we are.
Call me.
And as we are having AI take over our lives and make everything ones and zeros, we're so glad to provide you with sort of. We're sort of the rebellion against the ones and zeros.
We're leading the rebel group against sense making.
Yeah, we're leading in the tyrannical reign of logic and the tyrannical reign of computers doing everything for us. We're out here.
We promise you that you can always come to this corner of the internet for it to not make sense
at all. We're so glad you listen. 2026, girl, cook something. 2026, boy, have more whimsy. Mm.
2026, Piper, put your shoes on.
2026, girl, cook something. Unless you got a man there, then have him cook something for you and
girl,
draw you a bath.
And when you're safe and when you're comfortable, you can cook something for yourself.
2026, enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself. We love you so much.
And to our youngest listener. Oh, I'll announce it here. I'm re-releasing my special on a brand new YouTube page that I'm launching on February 25th.
Like and subscribe.
Please hop over there. Please watch it. We're making it a lot easier for you to get to. It'll be free, easy, duh, YouTube. Go ahead and give it a watch.
Free, easy, duh, YouTube.
February 25th, it will launch. If you'd like to join me for the premiere, I'll be in the live chat. We can chit-chat about anything you wish. AMA.
And anyway, if you want, keep your eyes peeled on the live chat, because I'll be cyberbullying Gabe.
She usually logs in as like some
anonymous
random,
and anonymous I cyberbully Gabe.
And she cyberbullies me. So that's always fun anytime we do a premiere
like
this.
Because life is worth living. Life is worth living. And you can do anything you want.
Living.
Living life. life is worth living.
And to our youngest listeners.
Why did you sing over me?